Amen. Good evening. It's a good place to be tonight. Amen. Good to have you. Another great night of revival. A night to be in God's house and be excited. We've had a great revival so far. Spirit's been here, you know, like he said he would, like God said he would. And we've been rejoicing. The altar's been used this week, and we want to continue that. We want you to come. Whatever you have tonight, you bring it, and you don't leave here with it. If you came in with it, you don't leave here with it. There's no need to do that. There's no need to do that. So it's been good to be here. It's been good to be here. So I just wanted to read something real quick because, you know, we had a soul that was saved last night. And I thought of this. In Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 8, it says, "Either what woman, having lost 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. And our work's not finished. We're going to continue and continue to praise him and continue to seek his face and continue to see great things happen. Before we go any further with the choir, they're going to sing us some good songs tonight, and they're going to continue to fill us with that. And I'm going to ask Trent, would you stand up and would you bless the service tonight for us?
Amen.
Thank you, Trent. Ask one thing of you. Be obedient tonight. Be free tonight. Say what you need to say. Ask God what you need to ask God for, and just worship him and praise him, and let his spirit take over tonight.
Thank you.
want you to do, and that's what we want you to do. Yeah. Let you feel free in the spirit, dude.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll sing and shout
with the mighty angel band.
13.
Or 12.
83, I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. We got two requests for the same song.
So that's a plus. Okay. 83.
Yes, 83.
Okay. myself through the week not to take up the preacher's time, but when you really look at it, it's all the Lord's time. I'll put a couple words in this song. Sanctify us.
Yes.
How does the Lord sanctify you? And what does sanctify mean? It means set aside for God's service.
Amen.
How does he do that? By his grace.
Amen. Yeah.
By grace are you saved
through
faith, not of works. Because if it could be by works, then everybody would just boast and brag about it. But we can't brag about it. It's because of God's grace.
Yeah.
It's a gift of God. It's a gift that he's given us. And the faith to believe, he gave every man the measure of faith. What measure was that? Enough to believe and get saved.
Yeah.
And then we're to grow in that.
Yeah.
We need to grow in faith. And I thought about the other word, justify. Now here's a good one. Justified. Just as though you have never committed a sin.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
What a God we serve that can take an old sinful man and make him as white as snow as though he had never sinned.
Yeah.
I say praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord.
I've gotten used to not totally used, but I've gotten more used to preaching now than singing. And when the Lord says, jump up there and sing, now I'm all nervous all over again. So. When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace on Mount question, who am I?
Who am I that he would be and die for? Who am I that he would pray not my will, my Lord?
life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son. Fight my battles till they're won, for who am I? Who
am I that thee would lead and thy fold? Who am I that he would bring, not my will, thy fold? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go.
The answer we may never know, why he ever loved us so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I?
Satan doesn't miss a night of revival. You know that? He'll sit on your lap if he can make you sit. He'll cover your mouth if he can make you be quiet. So it's a good place to be tonight. Good place to be. Anyone else before we get a congregational song? Yeah, bless you, Eddie.
Back there, and I had to turn around, and Tim, I think that might have been you. journeys, I enjoy them. Yeah, they touch me. I know they're sincere.
Sure.
Bless you. And I don't know why I said all that, but I just love the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Someone else.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Hey, in case I haven't said it, this altar. Doesn't matter if it's right dead in the middle of a song. You come. Somebody meet you up here. God will meet you up here. You come during the middle of the scene. You come during the middle of the preaching. You come during whenever the Lord calls you to come. If you have a need, you come. You're not going to bother anybody. So just want to say that before we. All right. Bless you, Rob.
This is Rob Day tonight. I'm glad that I'm not on my way to hell.
Yeah.
I heard that last night, and I'm glad that years ago I heard that call.
Bless you, Rob.
To get me out.
Bless you, Rob.
To keep me going. And I'm not sure if anybody heard you when you told him that somebody got saved last night. Did I hear anybody?
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah. Yeah. In case you missed it, last night when everybody was walking out, the Messiah came walking forward.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
I think he's in the seventh grade, maybe.
Yeah.
Seventh grade last night.
Yeah, amen.
Gave your heart to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Got another one out while you're young.
Yeah.
Another one to save him from a lot of junk that's brought
him. That's right. Yeah.
Yes.
That saves out of hell.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. That message took me back to that night when that's what was on my mind. And I thought, you know, if I was here and I wasn't saved, I wouldn't have waited until everybody was leaving.
No,
that would have been true. Yeah. I'm glad, Junior, I'm glad that you
heard
that word.
That's right.
I'm glad that you preached that sermon because I needed it.
Yeah.
We need it.
Me too.
Olivia needed it. And God needs us to take that to the Lord.
That's right.
I was tired.
Yeah.
I was tired when I got home from work. Didn't think about not coming, though.
Yeah.
Because I could be just as tired in this chair.
Yeah.
Because I can't enter a club.
Yeah.
The difference is when you get here, you quit being tired.
Yeah, that's right.
I love to serve. I'm glad to serve Jesus.
That's right.
I'm glad one day he looked down
at me. Yeah, man.
Rocky, would you be mine?
Yeah.
It wasn't anything I did. It was all him. He wasn't lost. I was.
Yeah.
He knew where he was, and that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it that day. I was just going to church, but that's what I did.
Yeah.
And that's what my friend did. So I went with him.
Yeah.
So he took me to church, but God saw fit that day to pat me on the shoulder and say, Robbie, now it's time.
Amen.
I'm just so glad that God don't give up on us.
Right.
I'm just so glad that God just doesn't go, well, I've had enough. You've done failed one too many times. You're out of here.
Yeah.
Mark that name out. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
He loves
that's
me.
Right.
He loves me. Yeah. Anytime you come and repent, I'll forgive you. And I'm glad to serve that kind of
God.
The God that has that seed that he throws it and never remembers it again.
Yeah.
Never. I'm glad that God created himself a bad memory, Jimmy.
Yeah.
A bad memory. Can't remember a whole lot of stuff. Doesn't want to. Made it that way. So that when he forgives me, it goes away from him.
Yeah.
And
come
back up.
Amen.
I'm glad to serve Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad to serve God.
Bless you, Rob.
I'm glad to be here tonight.
Amen.
You all sound great. It's anointed. It's spirit-filled. And it just echoes back through here. And angels just carry it through.
Amen.
God is awesome.
Amen.
You guys are awesome. You two are awesome. Jimmy, you're awesome, too. I thought Jimmy should be in the choir the whole time.
Yeah.
I finally got up there and sang. Someone asked me, said, are you getting up there? I said, no, I can't sing well. That's bottom line. And I have proof of that.
That's
but I told him, if I could sing, that's where I'd be.
Yeah.
And if I got up there and sang, he'd kick me out back down here. I said, you're right. Get back down there. I'm just glad God
was
called for him
every
now and then because I want to praise his name.
Sure.
Because he's done more for me than anybody else.
That's right.
More than he should have.
That's right.
But he still does anyway.
Amen.
And I'm glad that he will never stop. And one day, when I close my eyes down here, and I open them up over there, keep on blessing.
Yeah.
Keep on blessing.
Amen.
I'm say, welcome to heaven. Welcome to the joy of the Lord. It is prepared for you.
Right.
In heaven.
Right.
There we'll go. I like what Junior said. We're all going to heaven. We're just not all going in. I'm going
that's
in.
Right.
And if you're here tonight and you're not going in yet,
right. That's right.
Make that change and you can get to go in when we get there.
That's right.
Jimmy, it's good to serve
Amen.
God.
Amen. Bless you, Ron. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I think, can I sing a song?
Yeah, bless you, Junior. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Sure you can. Don't even have to ask.
If Brother Barr had been here all one night and sang one, I'd come.
Amen.
Bless you, Junior.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Listen, you might be able to sing with me. Come on, bro. Yes.
136. There's a land beyond the river, just beyond that shining river, and we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining. Shall know their number when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the Spirit to be free. Nevermore with anguish laden, listen to this, we shall reach that lovely Aden. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear those bells now ringing? Is a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when
Bless you,
Junior.
Bless
you. I say thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Al, you want to come up and sing a song too? The rest of your preachers singing. No? There's something wrong. Okay.
Bless you.
1:7.
1:7. Amen.
I thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Al. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Al. Yeah.
That's right, that's right.
They're going to let loose and we're going to go be with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm excited about going. I'm ready for the trip. Oh, mountain of treasure streaming over yonder. Got a lot to go see and a lot to go do. But most of all, to be with Jesus forevermore. The one that made it possible. He stepped out of that tomb and made it so that everybody, so that whosoever, wherever he is at around the world, could be. I got phone calls last night, today, from at least 5 different churches of souls being saved in the Bible last night. And I thought it's been a long time, Junior. Seems like since I've heard that. And I'm thankful he said in the last days, I'm going to pour my spirit out on my people. Not on the lost world, but on my people. I don't know about you, but I got a sense. There's something grand going on.
Amen. Yeah.
The thrill of the Holy Spirit stirred up around and about us. I'm excited. It won't be long.
You're right.
We're going to leave out of here.
Yeah. If we're going to leave soon, let's get in practice.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There waits for me a glad tomorrow, where gates of pearls swing open wide, and when I pass this veil of sorrow, I'll camp upon the other side. Someday, beyond the reach of mortal ken,
someday, beyond the reach of mortal ken.
home someday.
Let's all stand. Page 202.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary. Oh.
Well, he's preached the truth all week, and we know he's going to continue to preach what God puts on his heart. So we're going to ask Brother Junior to come up and share the words with you. And you be obedient. If you need to come, you come. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss it. Bless you.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. It's good to be in the Lord's house. In the second chapter of the book of Mark, verse 1, it says, "And again he entered into Capernaum, and it was noise." It was noise. This is what it said. "And it was noise that he was in the house." Just like to try to preach tonight just for a few minutes. I won't hold you very long. I feel like God has spoke tonight, but just like to preach what's going on in the house of God. What's going on in the house of God? Listen, tonight, this has been good tonight. The church, the choir, to be honest about it, you really don't have to get anybody else to come special singing, because that is special. That is very special singing when you sing about your Savior, when you sing about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Listen, what's going on in the house of God? Wonder what was going on in this house right here that really brought so much attention on this day right here. Listen, what is the house of God? Why do we even need places like this before? Listen, I believe God told Moses in the book of Exodus, he said, "I want you to build me a tabernacle." Why do you want to build a tabernacle? You know why? Because he wanted a place where he could dwell with men, where he could go in and have special attention in the house of God. Listen, hey, listen, people don't like these houses no more. A lot of people, you just don't have time for these buildings anymore. But listen, as far as I'm concerned, after getting saved, there is no other place any more important than the house of Almighty God. Listen, when we get saved, I don't know about you, when I got saved, and even now, I need instructions on about how to live a Christian life. Hey, listen, I didn't know how to live a Christian life. Thank God. Hey, I had been around Christian people all of my life. Listen, mommy, they made us go to church. Now, you talking about being on drugs. Listen, we were drugged to the house of God back then. They got mad. I'm telling you, got mad on football nights, on Wednesday nights, football nights. I told mom, I said, "Can't go to church tonight." She said, "Oh, yeah, it's a church night." Thank God. Listen, you know what I told her? "When I get out of this house, I'll never, ever, as long as I live, set my foot in the house of God ever again." And I'm telling you what, that finger looked like it was that long that night. She pointed at me. She said, "You'll see, old boy. You'll see." Thank God I'm glad that I see. I'm glad that we've got old time Holy Ghost Christians that are still willing to raise their children in the house of God. Do you agree with that? There's no more important place to be. And as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing any more important going on in Jackson County besides revivals. My God, church time is running out. If we're going to get our people saved, we need to get revived and get in the house of God. Listen to me. Hey, you know what? I don't know why I'm going this way, but anyway. Hey, listen, he gave them the plan, a perfect plan how to build the tabernacle, did he not? He even supplied the material for it. They just had to go up and gather it out. Thank God for listening to everything that we need. Listen, it's right here in this big book that I've got. The basic instructions before leaving her. This book right here contains everything that I need to make her home. There's no excuse that I can't make it to heaven now. And it all happened when I started going to the house of God. I'm glad David said, "I was glad." Now, I wasn't glad before. Can I tell you, but I'm glad now when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of God," because it's a place where you can go in and sacrifice unto God. That's what he wanted to do. He told him, he said, "Listen," he said, "I want you to build this tabernacle. I want you to make an outer court there." You know what? When you look at the outer court, just about anybody could have come to the outer court. That's what's going on. Hey, anybody can come in these buildings. Anybody come to this building, and you know what? I welcome tonight. I welcome the ones that you sit beside sometimes, and they haven't showered for 3 or 4 weeks, and they smell real bad. I welcome those people to the house of God. I welcome those people, thank God, like the woman that had had 5 husbands, and the one she was living with wasn't hers. I welcome those people in the house of God. But why? Because I, by the grace of God, there goes I. If it hadn't have been for Jesus, me and you liable will be those people that are sitting in that condition. Listen, a lot of places don't want them to be there. There's a person over our way. He called me. Me and his good friends. He goes to another church over there. And he asked me, he said, I got to talk to you about something. He said, my pastor upset me. I said, what is it? He said, he asked me. He said, I asked him, I said, Pastor, do you think it would be all right for me to call Brother Junior and his wife Rita to come to our gospel meetings? They don't call them revival. They call them gospel meetings. That's all right with me. He told him, he said, no, we don't want that kind of people coming to our church. He said that, and I'm telling you what I told the man. I'm glad, because I don't want to be in that kind of church. Thank God forever. He said, well, he said, listen, he's invited me to come to their revival. He said, what, it would it be all right? He said, if you go, take your name off of the book. I told him, I said, if I was you, I'd run as quick as I could to get out of that house. Listen to me. This is places that we need to have fellowship one with another. Thank God. Hey, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, that means sisters too, to have fellowship one with another and to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the blood of Jesus has cleansed all of our sin. Thank God. Hey, listen to me. I'm glad there's no big eyes and you's in the house of God, ain't you? I'm glad. Thank God forever. I'm glad that Calvary's is level for us. I'm glad that if you're crippled, you can come. If you're blind, you can come. I'm glad he said, whosoever will, if he let him come and partake of the water of life freely. Thank God for the house of God tonight. Shoo. Oh, Lord, listen. Hey, I'm glad, you know, I would have thought about this till just now, but I'm glad he put a place in there that they called the holy place. It was a place where you go to get ready to go into the holies of holies. Listen, you just don't barge into the holies of holies. You got to get cleaned up. Listen to me. This is a good place to be, but can I tell you, this is the holy place. This is the place where you can come and get cleaned up. I'm glad he made it like that. I'm glad, listen, when you come in to the holy place, I'm glad that there was a laver there. A place where you could wash up and get cleaned up a little bit, ain't you? Thank God forever. I'm glad for that tonight. I'm glad that there was an altar out there where a man, after he washed a little bit, he could come and he can kneel down. Listen, I'm glad. Listen, this place right here, I'm glad that in this building here tonight, in that first chapter verse right there, I'm glad that the tabernacle was in the building. I'm glad that the laver was in the building. I'm glad that the altar was in the building. Listen, something was going on in this house right here, and I believe it was something that maybe these people hadn't heard for a long time. When's the last time y'all really had a shout? I'm talking about shouting and not looking at your neighbor, just praising God. Listen, this is the place we can come that we ought to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Listen, if you can't worship beside because your neighbor's sitting there, you need to get to the altar quick as you can get there. Because he said, if you're ashamed of me. He said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Listen, this is a place that me and you ought to be able to come and hear the preached word of God, to hear the gospel, not gossip, to hear the gospel. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you people have got a pastor that'll preach the gospel. And I'm glad he's got assistant pastors. I'm glad you got, thank God forever. Aren't you glad tonight you can hear the word of God? Listen, there's a lot of places all you hear is the health, wealth, and prosperity. I don't know about y'all, but listen to me, friend. A preacher that won't tell you the truth is not a preacher that loves you. You need somebody. Listen, old Wayne Runyon, he said, people says you're rubbing the cat the wrong way. Well, turn the cat around. Thank God for ever listening to me. I don't know about y'all, but I like when the gospel offends me. It lets you know, friend, that, hey, aren't you glad that he loves you enough to chasten you?
Yeah.
And he chastens you through the word of God. Thank God forever. Listen, I believe that when he was in this house, I believe he was the main attraction this day in this building. Hey, in so much they couldn't even get near the door. Hey, think about it tonight. But I believe there's four men that had been in this building. And I believe while they were in there, I believe they began to think about this man that was at the house that was paralyzed, that he wasn't able to come out to the house of God. And I believe they begin to think one to another. I believe they said, listen, we need to go over there and get Junior, let him try to get him to come to this building, because I believe if he comes to this building, I believe that Jesus will take care of his problem. Thank God, listen to me. I believe that if I could get my children in the house of God and hear the anointed word of God, I believe it'll take effect on them. Well, I believe they get together, and I believe these four, hey, I don't know about y'all, but when service is going like this, I just don't want to leave. But I believe the Spirit of God told these four boys, go get Junior. Go get him and get him to this house tonight. Listen, I believe as they begin to leave, I believe they went to Junior's house. I believe they were making plans. Hey, I believe they're going to say, let's tell him that he'll heal him if he'll come and believe the word of God. Well, I believe they get there to Junior's house, and I believe they go in, and I believe they say, Junior, something's going on down at the house. You ought to hear the shout and listen to him. Hey, when Jesus is in the house and he's doing miracles, I believe there's people that are shouting and running. How many miracles has he done for you, friend?
Yeah.
And we want to sit on our pews and not do anything at all. I believe it's time for the church, thank God forever, to praise him for what he's done. And not only that, for what he's going to do. He's not finished yet. Some of you people, listen to me, some of you people are going to need a healing here in the next month. And you know what? Usually when they praise God the most, it's when they need the most. I believe we ought to praise him for what he's already done. Listen to me. I don't deserve his healing. I don't deserve his salvation for what he's done on Calvary for me. But thank God forever. Listen to me. He saved me. I was loud in the world, and I'm going to be loud in the house of God. Hey, I know what he's done for me. I know where he's brought me from. I know the sin I was. You know, people don't know Junior really. Listen, this boy right here, Junior was in bad shape. So they go there and they persuade, Junior, you need to go. Junior said, listen, I just ain't able to go. You know what I tell? Why don't you come? He said, we just don't feel like it. We're not going to ask you to do nothing. Just come and sit. People act like they're going to have you to clean the church or do something. All we're wanting to do is come and sit in the house of God. You know what I tell them? You don't have to come get saved. I'm just wanting you to come hear this. Listen, hey, the church ain't gonna save people. It's the one that's in the building. The one that's in this building is the one that was doing the healing this day. Listen, I believe they tell him, said, listen, it doesn't matter. We'll get you down there. Yeah, but I can't walk. No problem. We'll help you. Thank God, I believe they get two poles and they wrap a blanket around it. Hey, it wasn't fancy like these gurneys or these ambulances. I believe these boys had in mind, if you'll go with us, we'll take you. We will not let you down. We'll take you to him. And I believe faith was saying, hey, I believe that he can heal you if we can get you there.
Yeah.
Church, I'm telling you something. Yeah. Jesus will save anybody that'll let him.
Yeah.
I believe, listen to me. I believe he makes up his mind. Well, I'm going to go. Hey, I remember the night, February the 26th, 1986. This is the, she had been asked me 3 Sundays in a row. The first Sunday she asked me, I told her, I said, I'm going to go, and don't you ever ask me to go again. I'm telling you, this is awful. I'm not proud of this. Cussed all the way to church, got to church that night, and Brother David Cook, he preached the word of God. I got mad at him. I told read. I said, he ain't nothing but a smart aleck. I said, that's all. I said, I'm not going back up there no more. I said, matter of fact, you and him have got together and you talked about me. She said, the only thing I said is pray for my husband. I tell you, the next Sunday rolls around, she asked me to go again. You know what I told her? You could hit the rewind button. I said, I'm going to go. Don't you ever ask me to go again. Well, I tell you, something happened that night that hadn't happened ever before in my life. That preacher, he got up there and he preached, and he tore me up. I'm telling you, he skinned me alive. That night when I went home, I was a miserable person. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. When I was going to work, it seemed like every car was coming right at me. It seemed like I was running off the road and people plumb away from me. I was scared something was going to happen to me. You know why? Because in the house of God, there was a preacher that preached the word of God, and he convicted my heart. Listen, that night, hey, I went home. This next week rolls around, hey, in the coal mines, every time a little rock would fall, I'd run. I was scared to death. I'm telling you, I've never had my eyes open like I had them open that past Sunday. This next Sunday rolls around. Here it is, 6 o'clock. She ain't never asked me to go. Oh God, I said, I need to go. I need to go tonight. Mom says, this is what you need. Yeah. You need Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, this next Sunday, 6 o'clock, little after 6, she never asked me. I told her, I said, give me some clothes. Yeah. She said, what are you going to do? I said, I believe I'll go with you. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, I went that night, couldn't wait to get to church. Yeah. Got up there that night, and I sat on the third row, all the way against the wall over there. And they got up, and they began to sing a song about the only real peace. And I was sitting back there. I'd been in war for 3 weeks. Listen, my life was in a mess. I didn't have no peace. I didn't have no joy. I wasn't happy. I was cussing, swore. I was a miserable, miserable man. But when they began to sing that song, I thought to myself, what have I got to lose? I'm going to try this. Hey, I got up out of my seat. I took her by the hand. I said, come and go with me. I don't know whether she'd come all the way to altar or not, but something happened to me that night that complained. Listen, I had been around Mommy for 30 years. Listen to her pray. You know, when I went to the altar that night, I didn't even know how to pray. The only thing I know to say was, Lord, forgive me. Yeah, that's right. When I did, he did. Yeah. You know what happened in the house of God? Listen to what's going on in the house of God. Yeah. Listen to me. When we come in these buildings, we ought to be prepared when we leave home to come into the building. A lot of times we'll wait to get here. We need to be prepared before we leave home to come into the house of God. Boy, I believe they get Junior, and they're headed to the house. They get to the door, and they can't even get in the door because there's so big of a crowd around it. And I don't know whether the house had windows or not, but I could imagine it did. But I believe there were people hanging out the windows. Why? Because there was something going on in the house of God. Listen, the Son of God was in there. The healer of all healers was in the building tonight. The one that brought salvation. The one that came to forgive sins. Praise God for ever he was in that building. And you know what he was doing? He was doing his work. He's still wanting to work. What time does God go to work? Can I tell you? When the church will let him. He'll work when the church will let him. Boy, I tell you, they get there. And I believe Junior said, you just might as well take me back home. Faith said, no. I see a way that we can get you to Jesus. Listen to me. I believe they get him up on the roof. And how four men does this without dropping him is amazing, is it not? But thank you, listen. I believe they get him up on the roof. And if you look at these buildings that's in Jerusalem, they're not A-frames. They're flat, kind of flat. And they tell me that they're anywhere from 12 to 18 inches thick, that's made out of mortar and made out of straw. Thank God forever. You know what? I believe when they begin to dig on that roof, maybe the devil's saying, it's just too hard. You might as well give up. But I believe he said, listen, we've got Junior here, and we told him that if we got him here, that Jesus would say, hey, let's keep on digging, keep on knocking. I believe they dug and they dug and they dug. Maybe they had to rest a while, but they was determined to get Junior to Jesus. Boy, can you imagine? This had to be a pretty good sized hole to drop a man down through it. They got the hole dug. And I can imagine maybe they had four ropes tied onto him. And it took something to keep from letting him down. Church, we better be careful. We'll let people down. Your neighbor may be waiting on you to knock. You're letting them down. They may be waiting on you to call. You see, I called them there. When was it? I think a couple weeks ago I called them. What if nobody called you? You wouldn't be in this building tonight saved. Listen to me, men, you need to look back. We need to hit the rewind button of where God brought us from and see what he wants to do for somebody else. Listen, they get him up on there and they drop him down. Guess where he lands? Right at the feet of Jesus. Thank God for ever listening to me. I like this because they let him down there. And I believe Jesus is preaching his heart out. That's what he come to do. Is to preach. Listen, they let him down. You know what? He sees Junior laying there. But Jesus looks up and he tells him, men, by your faith, this man is made whole. Well, people begin to murmur and complain in the building. They begin to murmur and complain. He reasoned. He said, I hear what you're thinking. He hears what you're thinking. Don't wish me hurry up. He heard you. Boy, he hears the very intents of your heart. Boy, he hears them reason. He said, is it easier to get rid of the man's sin than to say, son, thou art made whole? He said, son, take up thy bed and walk. It happened in the house of God. You know what? He took that bed up. This man had been carried, that had been paralyzed all of his life. Now he is. You know what I believe? I believe he made room to get out. I believe they couldn't contain him. You know what? If you look at that, he said, now tell no man what things I've done. They wouldn't have been to be used to tell me not that. I'm telling you, that night I got saved, I had to tell somebody. I'm telling you, I came home that night. And I lived over in Boone County. Mommy lived out here in Jackson County. That night I got home, I picked that phone up and I called and I said, Mom, and they stayed in bed. They go to bed early. I said, Mom. She said, what? She said, something wrong? I said, no. I said, Mom, I got a new boss. She said, because I worked Sundays, I worked all the time. She said, you got a new boss. Do I know him? I said, oh, yeah. I said, yeah, Mommy, you know him. I said, Mommy, I got saved. Listen, I heard that phone hit the floor. I heard her shouting through the house. I'm telling you, she's shouting as loud as she shouts. Mary was upstairs. Mary was scared to death something happened. She runs downstairs. She says, what is it, Mom? What is it? She said, Junior got saved. It all happened in the house of God. All I know that people get saved at home. Church, listen to me. We need these places. I need fellowship one with another because you can't get it out there. You can't get nobody to talk to you out there. When you need comfort, you need brothers and sisters in Christ. You need somebody that's already been through what you've been through. Have you ever noticed every time there's a problem arises in you, if you're in the house of God, somebody will stand up and begin to testify how God brought them through the same thing. We need to be in places like this. It all happened in the house of God. I thank God for these places. I thank God for ministers like these. I feel very, very, very small in this preaching thing. But I've got a big Savior. I don't have any education. As I said, it's funny, it took me 13 years to get 12th grade education. Everything that I've got it down here on my knees. And it all happened in the house of God. They didn't even know their end until he went into the house of God. People don't know their destinies till they come in the house of God. because it's the preached word of God. I know it's foolish. It's foolishness to men, but to God, it is the power of salvation. Oh, thank God for that power. I can't help it. I just feel like I need to cry a little bit. Oh, I tell you, when your heart gets so big, it's got to come out somewhere. Oh, I thank you, Lord. It all happened in your house at an old-fashioned altar. Friend, if you're here tonight and you're lost, what an opportunity you have got tonight. Jesus has left the ivory palaces of heaven, and he's in this building tonight. You see, preacher, I don't see him. If you don't feel him, something's wrong. If you're here tonight, you're lost. He's wanting to save you. Save me from what? Go ahead. Go ahead. I need to hear it. I need to hear it.
You got a lot of most of you probably don't know me from Adam, but I tell you, he brought me out with a gold rod in Carson. And
come on, man.
March 12th this year, I got saved.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. 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 Yeah.
That made up for a year. And having some trouble with my family and stuff. And I just thought, yeah, we need to go to church. We got up and went to church. And I went, why? Make this my neighbor Sean. Me and Sean didn't even really get, I mean, we got along because we're neighbors, but we had a lot of trouble before we see eye to eye.
Yeah.
We've got to come close a few times.
Yeah.
Sean was up there that day, and he was preaching. And I don't know how it would happen, but I mean, Sean was just talking to me, nobody else. I mean, he was just telling me all about what was going on in my life.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't stand it. I hadn't been to church for a long time, and I didn't go expecting to get saved.
Right. Right, bro.
Well, I knew the word. I knew what I was doing wrong. A lot of times I kept going wrong. I just kept going.
Yeah.
And but after that happened to me, and I went there, and I mean, Sean was just, what he was talking about was happening right then in my life, and I just couldn't stand it. And I was nervous about getting up. Couldn't do it. I kept looking back at the clock, and the clock was
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, man. I tell you what happened to me one time before that. I was out here at revival a few years back.
Yeah.
And I was getting pulled real hard to go to the altar.
Yeah.
And Lord told me, you know, God's only got a call on you one time, man. Right. You know, I mean, he's only got responsible call. I missed my chance.
That's good.
That's what I thought. And I've been to church a few times before, and never felt again. You know, I went there that day, and I got feeling. I thought, God, here it is.
Amen. Man.
Yeah.
Amen. Sitting in the back seat of a little country church, the battle was raging deep down inside my soul. A still small voice said, come, I'll meet you halfway. It's up to you now, just step out on faith. Stepping out on faith in the name of Jesus, trusting in His word and His amazing grace, trusting in the power, I will never forsake thee. You'll never make a mistake when you step out on faith. Now this is the way it was. I walked down the aisle of trembling under the power of the Lord. I bowed down at the altar beneath my heavy load. Father, forgive me, is all that I could say. Can I tell you, I never made a mistake when I stepped out on faith. Amen. Stepping out on faith in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Trusting in His word and His amazing grace. Trusting in the power, I will never forsake thee. Can I tell you, you'll never make a mistake when you step out on faith. As you stand tonight, as someone comes and gets us a song, step out on faith. You say, preacher, where do I get faith? He's already given it to you. He's already given you a measure of faith to believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Tonight, listen, church, why don't you step out on faith tonight? If you're here tonight and you need to pray for whatever reason, this altar is open. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you need to step out on faith tonight. Come and see what God will do for you as they sing tonight. Why don't you come? I know this has been different. This has been different. Why don't you come tonight? Church, if you need help, it's available. If your joy's low, He's got plenty. You need help, mate. He's bound to help you. He's very present tonight to help you. Why don't you come? Would you come? Come on tonight.
No light in the darkness you see.
Come on, friend. God bless you.
There's a light for a look at the same. And life more abundant and free.
Jesus is in this building tonight. He comes to see
him
and say,
that
which is lost. And here tonight, you're all
in
this conversation.
Why don't
you come? Come right now.
Look forward. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and rain. Through death into life everlasting. Over a sin, no more hath dominion.
About a year, and to be honest about it, I was a boss in the coal mine, and I didn't have to work over, but for some reason, and I know the reason, I started working over a little bit on Wednesday nights. I'm telling you, I thought I was doing all right. I thought, I'm doing good at this. I'd go down by the church, boy, and I tell you, God would convict my heart going home from work. I did that for a while, and I tell you, my joy completely left. I'm telling you, people said, Brother Junior, how come you ain't standing up singing no more? I couldn't stand up. Laying in bed one Sunday morning, Rita said, are you going? I said, I'm just too tired. Believe me, stay home. In bed that morning, God spoke to me. You can believe as you want. He pointed his finger at me. He said, son, if you don't get in the house of God, you ain't gonna make it. It scared me so bad. I told God that day, I said, God, from this day forward, the devil may hound me over everything, but it won't be over going to church. I promise you, I'll be faithful to the house of God. You know what? If you're faithful to him, he'll be faithful to you. He will. Because, there's time, 2 and 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, the church ain't around. You need somebody that's faithful. He'll be there. I love you tonight. I appreciate even the opportunity to stand, to try to preach. We love you tonight. We appreciate you.